Here today's top stories. Donald Trump continues to go after ISIS by way of his Democratic rivals. He told a rally that Barack Hussein Obama, was the founder of ISIS. And when asked for clarification, he told the press that it was literal, that he believes Obama was the founder of ISIS. Now, we get that he's playing to the fact that Obama and Clinton's foreign policy may have given birth to the rise of ISIS. But see, that's not literal. That's more like hyperbole, conjecture, political speak. It's everything but literal. Sorry to be a literal Nazi here, but that came out wrong. Hillary Clinton made her long-awaited speech on the economy today in Detroit, and it was a snooze. A lot about what the other guy plans to do. Not much on her ideas. It's like when you forgot to write a speech for your final presentation, so you just start doing your mama jokes. Literally. Mayor Emanuel was all jacked up today that there wasn't a scandal as he was introducing construction on a new runway at O'Hare. This should ease congestion and keep planes running on time unless the computers go out and then, well, you know, it's your fault for even trying to fly. What were you thinking? Another kid fell from an amusement park ride today, this time in Pittsburgh. He was air-vaced after falling from a roller coaster. Come on, geez, this after the terrible news at the water park in Kansas and another incident 3 in 4 days. Nah. I'm out. I'll just get my kicks riding long escalators at the mall. Macy's is closing another 100 stores after earnings fell over 17%. They say they just can't keep up with customers moving to discount chains like Walmart and Target. Yeah, agreed. Or I don't know, stop charging $200 for jeans. Or at least take a couple bucks off the ties. And don't even get me started on the bras. I mean, who wants to pay $50 for a bra? I mean, that's what I've been told they're worth. I just hang out by the sports equipment. Yeah. Taylor Swift is back on Twitter. She posted her first tweet since being dissed by Kim. You know what? Pass. Nope. That's not news. I'm sorry. Taylor Swift marketing herself again is not news. Give me a break. Is it true? Is Taylor Swift putting out press releases again? Arianna Huffington is leaving the Huffington Post to start up a new health and wellness site. Although I'm not sure I'd want to get health advice from a site called Huffington. I think she should start a paint website instead. As for Huffington Post, this is a huge blow to the site since Arianna was very hands-on. Who now is going to be the one that chooses the news story to copy, skin, and act like it's their own? That's a tough job. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all finished at record highs today for the first time together since New Year's Eve 1999. And then Y2K ruined it. It must have been because Smash Mouth was playing Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve that year. It was a simpler time. In weather, call down to the boiler room. We need more air up here. Too hot. Although it's fun to walk down Michigan Avenue and see all the miserable faces paired with a little line of sweat forming above their stomachs. It's my favorite little line of sweat. In sports, the Cubs keep on rolling and they welcome their nemesis to Wrigley tonight. The Cardinals come in for a 4-game set. This will go a long way for the playoff pitcher. If the Cubs can sweep them out, maybe there will be a postseason without the Redbirds. Wouldn't that be sweet? John, the bald eagle Lester goes tonight for the Cubbies. On the South side, I think the Sox are still playing last night's game. Actually, they lost in 14 innings. Go for the rubber game in KC tonight. The Bears put the pads on for semi-real tonight. They're at home at Soldier Field for the first preseason game. I wonder if you preseason tailgate, like leaner cuts of meat to work up. Cutler and the first units will play a quarter or so. Then it's full-on backups, making meaningless tackles and inconsequential touchdowns. Eddie Royal and Zach Miller were spotted on the field doing like workouts, but they're probably not going to play. In Olympic news, I'm not telling. I'm done. Mostly because, once again, NBC is ruining it. Rio and NBC refused to show the gymnastic all-around individual finals for the women in real time, making us avoid the news and real life to enjoy it. Thanks for making the Olympics annoying. Anyway, spoiler alert, a little girl won. The Bulls schedule came out today, and put this on the old Google calendar. The Knicks with Joakim Noah and Derrick Rose will play at the United Center early in the season, November 4th. Although bets on one of those two players being in street clothes. And LeBron James signed a 3-year contract with the Cavs for $100 million. Overpaid. What have you ever done? Yeah. I guess I gotta change the way that I hate LeBron James. And finally tonight, if you look up, you may be able to see the Perseid meteor shower, which means you'll have to go outside. Yeah. And the Olympics are on. You really want to know what happened with women gymnastics, the Bears, all that Hulu, Netflix, all the stuff you can get on Amazon Prime. You know what? You can wait till the next one. Don't even worry about it. Comes back in 2027. That's a better year anyway. That's the carry out for August 11, 2016. So hot tonight that we're closing early. But no worries. We'll just put some chicken in a pan and leave it outside our door. It's our way of giving back.